We are grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord, we are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Alleluia, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. Oh, Lord. We are grateful, Father. We are grateful. Oh, Lord. For all you have done for us. Alleluia. We are grateful. Almighty God, we are grateful, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us to this day, the very first day in the year 2024. Mighty God, we exalt your holy name. Jehovah, we magnify your name in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the love bestowed upon us, O God, even to take us through this season and into this new year, a brand new year 2024. To you alone we give all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, it can only be you, O God, throughout a whole 12 months, 365 days. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you, Lord, bringing us into another year. We magnify your name, O Lord. Thank you, Father. It's not by our own doing. It's not by our own making, but because it has pleased you, God, by your mercy to preserve our lives, to make us to enter into this new year. To you alone we return all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ, because no man on earth should give glory to himself, and your glory you will not share with any man, neither your praise with any graven image. Father, we thank you. Mighty God, we bless you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Beloved, I want to welcome you to another brand new year. A year no one has seen before. We want to thank God. I want to thank God for your life. Today is the very first day in the year 2024. And it happens to be on our podcast day, Monday. Monday is not a Tuesday, it's a Monday. Oh, we thank God. I thank God for your life, that you are able to see this day, that you can hear me, hear my voice today. I thank God that I am alive today as well, that the enemy did not prevail over me. The enemy did not prevail over you. The enemy did not win over your life. We thank God. We give him all the praise. We thank him for our family, our immediate family, our extended family. We return all the glory back to the Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ. And I wish you that this new year will be a testimony-filled year. It will be a year that will move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. It will be a year of accomplishment, more accomplishment in the name of Jesus Christ. It will be a year that what things ever that you lay your hands on, as long as it is the will of God, it shall prosper in your hands in the precious name of Jesus Christ. What things ever that is the will of God, as you lay your hand on it to do it, as you commit to doing it, it shall prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. That every weapon of the enemy that will be fashioned against you in this new year 2024, yes, it shall not prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. You will live to see the end of 2024 and beyond into 2025 in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be unto you in Jesus' precious name. Beloved, I want to just exhort us very briefly on what I titled Moving Forward in the New Year. So what is God asking us, you know, to do that we move forward in this new year? It is for us to be closer to God, to be closer to God. And I'm coming to you from the book of Romans chapter 12. It's one of my favorite book in the Bible, and the book of Hebrews. Yeah, the book of Hebrews. And this is Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 from verse 1. It says, Paul speaking to the Roman church, like I am speaking to you by the Spirit of God now. And it has been a chapter that has blessed me all these years. People who know me know that I always make reference to this chapter, especially 12 from chap from verse 1, 2, 10, 12, thereabout. Because I've been so used to it. And that's what I want to admonish us with this morning and this very first day of the year 2024. That as we go doing this, the Lord will move us forward. The Lord will take us to that greater height that we have been told by our numerous servants of God, a year of greater height, a year of fulfillment, a year of fortune, a year of blessing, a year of prosperity and abundance. Yes, yes, but there is what we need to do as well. Paul admonishing the Roman church here, Romans 12 from verse 1, he says, this is the message now. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So in this new year, for us to accomplish, for us to get to that promised land where God is taking us, for us to partake of our inheritance in Christ, we need to live a holy life unto God. Present your body. I heard Benny Hinn one day. He said, you present your body living but dead. Dead to what? Dead to sin, dead to this world, but alive to Christ. Alive to Christ. As you are alive to Christ, then you are empowered to walk in the newness of life in Christ Jesus. Because when you are alive to Christ, then the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will also dwell in you. And that's it. So when that spirit is dwelling in you, that's why I tell people, when you want to get born again, please be sure to get born again genuinely. Be sure to encounter Jesus. Allow Jesus to come into you, and you will see that your life will change. If you truly allow Jesus, when you say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, when you truly open up your heart for Jesus to come in, there will be a change in your life. That's why the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. But you need to open up your heart to God. And say he's knocking at the door of your heart. If you open the door, so that means there's a door of your heart that Jesus needs to come into for you to experience a change from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Okay, so verse 2 of that chapter, Romans chapter 12, it says, now see, hear this. It says, be not conformed to this world. So, when you get born again, you are no longer to conform to this world. Even though you live in the world, but you are not of the world. That's where we're going this year, 2024. For us to receive the promise. After we have been patient in 2023, we are in 2004. God is saying that we come closer to him. Come up hither. And then all these things that I have promised you or that you have asked me since 2023 and the ones for 2024, I will surely do it. Even though it tarry, but wait for it. It must surely come to pass. That's the word of the Lord for somebody that is hearing the sound of my voice this day, the first day of the year 2024. Okay, he said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is where I'm going now. There should be a fresh renewal of our mind before God. Let's go to God and ask God to renew our minds afresh in this new year. Lord, renew my mind afresh in the name of Jesus Christ. Renew my mind afresh. I want a renewal, a fresh oil upon my life, upon my spiritual life. Because God wants us to prosper at the level at which we prosper spiritually. I wish above every other thing that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So God is interested in our spiritual prosperity first, then the physical ones and the other ones will follow. So, but God expects that we come up either, we get closer to him. He says, so by the renewing of your mind. So it is when your mind is renewed now that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So you will not be praying a prayer that is just hitting the roof. So you know what is the acceptable and perfect will of God for your life. So that as you pray according to the will of God for your life. Bible says that they are not praying according to the will of God. That's why God didn't answer them. But in this new year, a year that God has said that you will move forward, that you have stayed too long in that situation, but this year you must begin to move forward by renewing your mind afresh, by walking with God with a holy and a righteous heart. Then you'll be able to prove what is good,
You will know what is good, what is acceptable, and what is the perfect will of God for your life. The Lord bless you. I'm saying unto you this day, come up either. Come to God, walking with God, get closer to God as you walk with Him, and you begin to do those things. Let there be a fresh renewal of your mind. And as you do so, God bless you in Jesus' name. This new year will be a testimony-filled year, 2024. It will be a year that you will be experiencing forward movement and no longer backward. You will never experience a better last year. You know, when people begin to say, last year was better, then something is gone wrong. But your year, your 2024, will be better and be greater than 2023 in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be for you and I. In Jesus' precious name. Beloved, I want to thank you so much for listening. Please do share this message. It's a new year message. And as you do so, the Lord bless you more. And your year 2024 shall be filled with testimonies. And you'll be singing a new song. And your song will be, "When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream." Psalm 126, verse 1. The Lord bless you. In Jesus' name. Until I come your way again on Wednesday, have a very happy, prosperous, testimony filled, a wonderful new year in the name of Jesus Christ.